I'm Brian Burkhardt with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for February 13, 2026. A Kentucky educational nonprofit announced this week that the federal government has rescinded $47 million in grant funding that was helping schools across the Commonwealth address issues impacting students' abilities to learn. Shelby Bloomer has more on the story.
The Pritchard Committee for Academic Excellence was originally awarded the federal grant in 2023. The group then dispersed funds to 20 Kentucky school districts, which started programs aimed at addressing barriers to learning, like mental health challenges and access to transportation. The federal government's rescission came 3 years into the Pritchard Committee's five-year award. Unlike a funding freeze, federal government rescissions take back money after it's already been awarded. The Pritchard Committee said it plans to continue its work, but is now seeking private support from groups and community members. I'm Shelby Bloomer in Murray.
Students from multiple schools in the Fayette County Public School System staged walkout protests this week. The students were taking part in a trend happening nationally to protest the actions of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, officers throughout the U.S. James McMillan is the chief school leadership officer over high schools for Fayette County Public School System. He says school officials were aware these would be taking place and precautions were made to make sure that the students were safe.
The Supreme Court ruled that students don't check their First Right amendments at the door, that they can, that those rights are protected. They can wear political symbols, they can hand out flyers, they can express their viewpoints. However, those rights do end when they become a substantial disruption to the school environment.
McMillan says students conducted themselves well during these protests. As far as disciplinary actions, McMillan says there will be no special action taken. Teachers and staff have been instructed to mark the students absent or skipping for the time that they are not in class, and they are notifying their parents. Some former workers at Blue Oval SK in Hardin County are demanding the company recognize the union that a slim majority of employees voted to join last summer. Workers from the electric vehicle battery plant in the town of Glendale attempted to deliver a petition with more than 1,000 signatures to the company's corporate office this week. Security personnel did not allow the workers inside, but they intend to mail the petition. Pay and benefits for layoffed employees ended on Saturday. Since Blue Oval SK announced the plant closure in December, the National Labor Relations Board issued a ruling in contested union elections. The NLRB determined the company should recognize the UAW victory, a ruling being appealed by Blue Oval SK. Workers are pressing Ford, now the sole owner of the plant, to meet with them to negotiate for the future of the site. Kentucky GOP lawmakers are pushing legislation that would make interfering with first responders a more specific crime with stiffer penalties. Capitol reporter Sylvia Goodman has more on the story.
Senate Bill 104 would make it so that if police give a verbal warning, a person must back up at least 25 feet. That's if they are interfering, threatening, or harassing an officer with the intent of causing, quote, substantial emotional distress. On the fourth offense, it becomes a felony. Obstructing emergency responders is already a crime that becomes a misdemeanor on a second offense. But GOP Senator Matt Nunn from Sadieville says it needs to be more specific.
If officer feels are being harassed, they ask you to step away and back up 25 feet. That does not limit your First Amendment rights for speech or even a record.
The bill passed out of a Senate committee on partisan lines and now moves to the full chamber. Democratic Senator Gary Clemens of Louisville says he appreciates the intent, but fears officers could use it to impede lawful free speech and recordings. He says many people have seen videos of immigration officials.
And I could be 10 feet away, 15 feet away, 20 feet away. I'm not impeding them, but if they're approaching me, I'm not moving. I'm just filming the situation, and we see it every day on the news right now.
The bill now moves to the full Senate for consideration. I'm Sylvia Goodman in Frankfort.
Kentucky Utilities was selected for federal grants to upgrade its largest coal-burning power plant. The Gent Generation Station in Carroll County will receive a grant from the U.S. Department of Energy to install pollution control systems. According to the department, the fund will be used to install selective catalytic reduction at the 53-year-old plant to reduce nitrogen oxide emissions, which can cause smog. Ken Trosky, an economics professor at the University of Kentucky, questioned why KU would make the long-term investment in coal when it could fall out of favor in the next administration.
Yes, you should be thinking about what should I be doing that's going to be successful 15 years from now, given the length of life of this, not based on something that I think is going to go away in 3 or 4 years.
The department did not specify a dollar amount for the grant, but made $175 million available to 6 companies in 4 different states. You can learn more on these stories and others when you visit us at weku.org or on the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.